Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the C3 SYD podcast. I'm your host Jackson, and here today we have a very special guest, Eloise Ditchfield.
Hello.
So good to have you here on the podcast. We're diving into the second week of our series, Road to the Cross, where we're journeying through Jesus's road to the cross and exploring the humanity of Christ in that. So let's jump in. Welcome back to the podcast. And I say back to the podcast because we've had you on a while ago, haven't we, Elle?
Yes. It was end of last year. Yeah. I was heavily pregnant.
Wow. Actually,
no, it was, last year? Yeah. I'm forgetting now. How long?
One of the years. Yes, a while ago.
3 years ago.
So good to have you back on the podcast. But for all of our audience that are out there that don't know who you are, we love to ask this question to all of our guests. What's a typical day in the life for Eloise look like?
Oh, great question. Well, I have a little almost 1 year old, as do you, Jackson.
Yes.
And we typically get up crack of dawn.
Yep.
Go for a walk. I go to the gym. Love the gym. Yep. And depending on what day it is, but generally like a typical day is, walk, gym.
It's a sunny day.
Yeah, sunny day. Yeah. Even if it's raining, I go out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, are you like raincoat or just absorb every bit of rain?
If it's like bucketing, I don't go. But if it's like semi-rainy, I put the little
thing over the pram
and then I just get wet.
Yeah, I did that the other day and I was like, wow, this is like the life of a parent.
It is. Yeah.
You protect your kid, but you're kind of
you're copying it. You're in the elements. Also, I've got a bike and seat, and that has like
amazing
changed everything.
So cute. It's such a wonderful stage having, near 1 year old.
Oh, they're
getting out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. We're talking, today about the topic of obedience, and it's just interesting us being parents now.
Yes.
Jesus being, a son and had to obey his parents.
Yeah.
becoming a parent become like change the perspective on seeing Jesus as even as a child and once as a child? Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It's wild, huh?
Like his mum would have known you're the son of God, but you're like a toddler, running around. That's wild. Like eat your dinner, Jesus.
Do you reckon he was like just an absolute, we say angel, but just one of those really good kids.
Cheeky, hey?
Oh.
Do you reckon he was cheeky?
Possibly.
Yeah?
Possibly.
Do you reckon he like walked quickly,
Was
he
like
one of those babies who just ran?
Didn't even crawl, just started walking. Oh, look, I think it's for me, it's like a beautiful image of thinking back to, hey, wait, this is actually part of that humanity
of
Christ that he journeyed through. He didn't just arrive 33 years old.
Mm.
He actually was birthed, born, came
up.
Through,
yeah.
Had to go through all the, parenting things, the wonderful things like, going from milk to solids.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild
nappies.
Thought,
they
right?
didn't have nappies then.
Yes.
What did they do anyway?
There's yeah, lots that of would be, that's a question out there for anyone out there.
Yeah.
Put it in the comment section what you think Jesus had for nappies. How were we cleaning those
cloth
up?
Cloth nappies.
Yeah, it would have been cloth. Would have been,
bless.
Yeah, they wouldn't have disposals. Anyway, so it's a funny image, right? Like we kind of see the humanity of Christ through him being a child. And there's many points of him needing to be obedient, from even being obedient to his mum in where she's like, oh, turn this into wine. It's water into wine. There's like a moment of obedience where he's like, oh, it's not my time yet, but.
Yeah, yeah.
But the greatest obedience being his,
Death
on a cross.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Huge.
What does obedience mean to you?
Good question. Well, I mean, that level of obedience of what Jesus went through, that's like mega obedient, right? Like he lived his life knowing that he was going to give his life and then he followed through with it and did it. That's the ultimate obedience.
Yes.
But for us, it's like first and foremost, like being obedient to like who God says we are and just like back to the basics. Like it's not necessarily this big thing of like this huge one thing in your life, but I think it's multiple things that we're being obedient to that actually add up and throughout our life.
And I think the beautiful part about obedience is it's usually attached to something like a calling.
Yeah.
We're not normally obedient to nothing.
Yes.
You have to come under something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And otherwise it's unguided discipline or
yes,
something.
So yeah.
There's always a calling attached to it. And obviously Jesus's calling was to be like, obviously the Son of God, but to die on a cross. And him journeying up into that point of death on a cross is a beautiful, you know, sacrifice, but also step in obedience.
Yes.
Totally. On the topic of calling, like obviously you and even your husband Jesse, like are very obedient people and to the calling. And for those that don't know, these guys are our location pastors at our Lower North Shore location.
Go to Lower.
Which is what I would say is a big calling, is a big thing to carry to be location pastors, especially at your age. That would have demanded you guys to be quite obedient. Can you kind of unpack what went through that process of A, the calling, and B, what you needed to do in the obedience to it?
Yeah, totally. Well, I guess from the beginning, like it all started when I was a teenager and I remember like I'd been following Jesus since I was 12 and then I hit there as a point when I was 16 and it was kind of like crossroads, you know, you either go one way or go the other. I was like, well, Jesus, if I'm going to follow you, like I'm going all in.
Yeah.
And I feel like it actually started there. And then everything that's come after that, it's just been like, all right, God, what do you want? Like keep looking to him.
Yeah.
But in terms of doing what we're doing, we used to be youth pastors, which was epic. But even before being youth pastors, I did not want to be a pastor or be a leader. Like I didn't want to.
So it's demanding a bit of obedience, right? Like didn't want to do it.
My natural flesh was like, I don't want to do this.
What were you wanting to do?
Not that, no. I guess like in my head I thought, oh, we'll be like business owners, we'll, you know, like I just didn't think like being a pastor was in the mix of that. And then when it came up, I was like, oh no, that's not us.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like, okay, well, have we prayed about it?
Yeah.
And then when we went to pray about it, it just got more and more clear that, oh, actually, God, I think this is what you've got for us.
Yeah.
And so being obedient to that. But then even doing youth, I was like, okay, well, this is a season. Obviously, you're not going to be a 50-year-old youth pastor. I mean, maybe if you're out there, good on you.
Yeah. Shout out to the old guys.
But I think in my head, I was like, oh, this is a season. Like next, we'll finish that and then we'll go off and do, like Jesse works in construction and I'm a teacher and I had, you know, other stuff going on as well. So I thought we'll do that. But then when we got asked to do Lower North Shore, my first reaction was like, no, because like it's uncomfortable. Like it's means that we can't do as much as the other stuff we were doing. But then when we went and prayed about it and we kind of sat on the no for a bit and then went and really like was like, God, like make this clear. Like, what are we doing? Because this is a big yes if it's a yes.
Yep.
And we just couldn't shake it. It was like, I think it's a yes.
Wow.
So then, and you know, I don't think you're ever going to get 100% clarity.
Yeah.
Like you've got to actually take that step of faith. And it was that thing of going, all right, we feel peace on this. And it's a big yes. Like it's a big obedience step. And
totally.
You know, if I wanted a life of comfort, you'd say no.
Yeah.
You'd say no to a lot though.
Yeah.
So it's just going, all right, God, trusting you in this.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's a big part, the trust element.
Yeah.
Because you know, whenever there's things that I feel like I've been called to, there has to be a trust on the other side of it. Because I feel like usually when there's a calling, it's not, there's that saying, probably a scripture, like God didn't like, he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's more like he'll build your quality or your qualification in your calling.
Yes.
So sometimes you just need to be obedient and step out despite not having the skills, the leadership, the abilities or whatever to do that you need, what you're called to do.
Yeah, you just grow in it.
And I like even back to like the image of Jesus, like his humanity didn't have the ability like to and we see that through him, you know, his anxious feeling and his and being like, God, take this cup from me. Like
yeah.
Those moments where you're like, ah, like, I don't, God, take this. I don't want to be a pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be what you're calling me to be. I think also in, you know, what we're feeling a lot in society at the moment is like we're too afraid to even make a choice to be obedient to a call.
Yeah.
Or be obedient to where we feel like God's taking us.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's not I think deep-rooted in it's probably a fear of making the wrong choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what, like, I had, because I was like, if we make the wrong decision, like, it impacts your life. And it's going, okay, well, like, sometimes we sit in indecision because we're too afraid of making that decision.
Yeah.
And, like, even I did a primary teaching degree and it, like, for ages, I was like, I have no idea what I wanted to do. And I just had to do something. And it's like, I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah.
But it's, I feel like, is just to keep moving.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
If it's like for us, I guess, God's big. Like, life is not a tightrope.
Yeah.
And so if he wants you somewhere, like, he'll, you know, he's kind. He'll lead us. And I think, like, he's such a good God.
Yeah.
He's not going to throw us into something that we can't handle.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, I actually can't do it. Like, I need the grace of God. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. I need him with me and in me. Like, I need that daily reliance on him to do what we're doing, which is actually great. It's good spot to be.
Yeah, but it's kind of like having, like, a blind faith that you just got to be like, God, well, you're going to show up.
Yeah.
You're going to help me.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen in my life in like so many decisions where I've been like, oh gosh, this is something where I've it's almost like a fork in the road. I need to make a decision here.
Yeah.
And I just made a decision.
Yes. Yes.
And
it's good.
Where that leads you, it's not about a right or a wrong decision.
Yeah.
Because I feel like God's going to lead you. And like you're saying, it's not a tightrope. It's not, you're not stuck on that one path. He can direct you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like he did that in my life. Like I went and studied at uni, similar to you, went and got a degree in design. And then where he kind of redirected that into like photography and film.
Yeah, amazing.
And then where that comes back into like where I'm at now in my life.
It all gets used, hey?
Yeah. And I think, the obedience to just do what he's saying or what he's calling you to.
Yeah, yeah.
But trust.
Trust, yeah.
That's the core thing in that. Like, what do you reckon in terms of any advice you give to someone that's sitting out there with indecision or like fear of like making a wrong choice? What would you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I guess it's like everyone's at such different stages of life.
Mm.
So you've got people who are leaving school deciding what to do.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is like just do something.
Yeah.
Like I left school, I did a year of business at uni and like I'm not using, I changed to teaching, but like that was not a waste, you know, like I'm so glad I did that. I met some amazing people. I learnt how uni works, you know, all this stuff like that. I just think keep moving. And then if you're, you know, older and maybe you've just had young kids and you're figuring out which work to go back into, like I think, you know, just to keep moving and instead of thinking, oh, I need to wait for like, you know, a voice from the heavens to come down.
Yeah.
Like I've never heard an audible voice, you know, from God, but I've gone where we're sensing, you know, that he's taking us or, you know, that sense of peace. And, I think, honestly, I think there's not many people out there who are like, I 100% know that every little thing I'm doing in my life is like exactly what I should be doing. I think you've just got to keep walking. And as long as I feel like it's a daily surrender. Like it's the daily surrender of our hearts going, Lord, my life is yours. It's the daily staying in prayer and in the word that like over time, there's a scripture that says, my sheep know me. They hear my voice and they know me.
When you say surrender, it's, you know, obviously not putting your hands up, but it obviously is in a heart position.
Yeah.
What does that mean for someone that is feeling like, I'm at a loss here? Like what does surrender look like practically?
Yeah, well, because it's like a heart posture.
Mm.
I guess it looks like when it's just you in your bedroom on your own and you're crying out to God, like, like if you just close your eyes and go, God, like take all of me. Like, is your heart fully surrendered to God?
Yeah.
Or are you scared that that he's not good? Or are you scared that he's not with you? Like, like if you just close your eyes, cut out all the noise, where is your heart at? And it's like, if, I think having that, my biggest like pursuit at the moment is just like, God, I just want to know you. Like when I'm reading scripture, I'm like, I just want to see you more clearly. I want to know your heart. Like he's a good, good father. And I think when we know him and, you know, on this side, we're never going to fully know him until we see him face to face. But we can know him. Still, you know, we can walk with him. And I think when we know that he's good and that he's got us, it's that daily surrender that leads to the longer term of surrender.
Like that's like the fruit of being in that place of surrender that you can just, it's like a knowing, right?
Yeah.
But like you said before, it has to be from a place of all in. That's what surrender looks like. I'm giving up, giving over.
Yeah.
It's a pretty wild prayer to pray.
It is.
Hey?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because it's like sometimes we like to hold on to our own.
Mm.
Like when we're in control, it's like, oh, good, I'm in control. I know it.
Yep.
But to actually go, all right, God, I completely trust you. It's over. Quite scary.
Yeah. And even I love the moment, you know, where Jesus is like, well, not by will, but your will.
Yeah. How powerful.
Man, it's a moment that just kind of goes, well, yeah, maybe that's what obedience in its like fullest form could actually look like.
Yeah.
Where my will, or like you were saying, my control of my life, I'm going to give it over to you. We might leave it there. What a great convo we've had.
So hey, good, Jackson.
Guys, if this has like resonated with you in any kind of way, we would love for you to come along, journey through us on the road to the cross in our current series. Head to c3syd.church. It's our website where you can find a location near you. Come along, join the community, and we hope to see you there.